是我们坐在主的座次跟前
before, every time we sit before his table,
来享受主的丰富的时候
to enjoy his abundance,
我们真像彼得在变化山上一样
just like Peter on the Mount of Transfiguration,
我们要对主说主啊我们在这里真好
to tell the Lord, Lord, it's so wonderful to be here,
我们何等盼望能够这样一直在主的座子跟前来和主交通来享受他的甘甜
How we desire that we can always sit before his table and enjoy his sweetness
这实在是好的无比的
This is the most joyful thing
但是今天我们还是在时间里头
But because we are in the constraint of time
所以这种永远不断的交通
This is unceasing fellowship
我们等到主来的时候我们就会完全经历到
We can totally experience this total fellowship with him.
我们今天早上的薄饼就停在这里
We'll stop our breaking of bread meeting here now.
儿童的老师们和儿童们可以去参加主日学
And the Sunday school teacher and the children can go their fellowship, to their Sunday school.
那我们弟兄姊妹我们再来唱一节诗歌
And we're going to sing one verse in the hymn.
386
386
这是大家非常喜爱的一首诗歌
It's a hymn that we all love very much
你若不要橄榄成渣
Olives that have known no pressure
它就不能够变成油
Never can oil bestow
你若不吐葡萄入渣它就不能变成酒
If the grapes escape the wine press
你若不练拿到秤膏它就不会流出芬芳
Spinard only through the crushing
所以大家都非常喜爱这一首诗歌
This is the song we love most
我们轻轻给我们起个头我们一同来唱第一节
We'll sing verse one only
你若不恋葡萄枝扎它就不能成油你若不吐葡萄入渣它就不能变成酒你若不恋那大秤膏它就不留芬芳主我这人是否也要受你许可的沧桑每次的打击都是真理如果你舍去的东西你以自己来代替好吧我们英文唱一遍
We sing in English once Olives that have no pressure Never can one be stored If the grapes is deep the Cheering wine can never flow Spinard only through the crushing Its fragrance can diffuse Shall I then shrink from the suffering That thy love was so
每次的打击每次的打击都是真理 如果你舍去的东西，你以自己来代替。
主，早晨我们在这里纪念你的时候，
Lord, this morning, as we come and remember you,
我们就看见我们的主耶稣就像橄榄被投在渣里面，被压成油来。
You are just like that olives that was thrown into the wine press, pressed to become oil.
你也像葡萄被投入酒渣而被压出酒来。
Also like grapes in the vineyard, wine press become wine.
你也像拿达。主啊，被压榨而流出芬芳来。
You also like the spikenard thrown through the crushing, so that your fragrance can diffuse.
主，你把一条最美的道路指示给我们。
Lord, you have pointed us to the most beautiful way.
因为主，你若不经过这十字架的压榨，
because you have, if you have not been crushed by the cross,
今天就不会有这一桌的宴席摆在我们的跟前。
There will not be a banquet that is set before us.
就是因为你受尽了诸般的创伤和痛苦，
because you have experienced so much trouble and suffering for us,
并且为我们受了咒诅和死亡，
and also you suffered the curse and death for us.
今天你把这个祝福留给我们，
you have given us this blessing,
把生命摆在这里给我们享受，
you gave us life before us,
并且你在指示我们，
and also you point us,
我们要跟随主，
if we want to follow you,
我们的生命要经过十字架。
Our life also need to go through the cross.
只有我们像主一样，愿意把自己当作橄榄被压成渣的时候，
May we as Christ willing to be like olive to be crushed.
我们身上会流出生命的膏油来，
That we can flow out the oil of life.
能够叫神满足，
We will satisfy God's heart.
也能够叫人得到益处，
And benefit others.
所以求主纪念，让我能够走在这路上，不稍后退。
May you remember us that we can, will take this way and will not retreat from it.
也有我们众弟兄姊妹都能够蒙恩来拣选这条蒙福的道路。
May you bless our brothers and sisters that we will choose this way and be blessed.
主，今天上午的聚会中，你丰丰富的与我们同在。
May you be with us abundantly this morning.
把你的话语向我们解开。
May you open your word to us.
把你的生命的饼祝福给我们。
May you give bless us with your bread of life.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
We're going to read a psalm. We're going to read a psalm. A very good psalm. Psalm chapter 66.
We'll
read one verse in Chinese and another verse in English.
我和这个弟兄姊妹一同读中文。
We'll read Chinese.
那么小梅和弟兄姊妹一同读英文。
And then we'll also read another verse in English.
我们大家都开口来读啊。
We'll read it together.
第一节。全地都当向神欢呼。
Sing the glory of his name, make his praise glorious.
当对神说，你的作为何等可畏，因你的大能，仇敌要投向你。
All the earth bows down before you. They sing praise to you. They sing praise to your name.
你们来看神所行的。他向世人所做之事是可畏的。
He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the waters on foot. Come, let us rejoice in him.
他用全能治理万民，直到永远。他的眼睛监察立邦，卑劣的人不可自高。
Praise our God, O peoples. Let the sound of his praise be heard.
他使我们的性命存活，也不叫我们的脚摇动。
For you, O God, tested us, You refined us like silver.
你使我们进入网楼，把重担放在我们的身上。
You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance.
我要用燔祭进你的殿，向你还我的愿。
Vows my lips promised and my mouth spoke when I was in trouble.
我要把肥牛做燔祭，将公羊的香祭献给你，又把公牛和山羊献上。
Come and listen, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what He has done for me.
我曾用口求告他，我的舌头也称他为高。
If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
但神实在听见了，他侧耳听了我祷告的声音。
Praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer or withheld His love from me.
这篇诗篇中有一句很特别的话。
In this psalm, there's a very special phrase.
就是第二句里说说啊，歌颂他名的荣耀，用赞美的言语将他的荣耀发明。
In verse 2, sing the glory of His name, make His praise glorious.
啊，这我觉得特别的，就中文把它翻成将他的荣耀发明。
Verse 2, make His praise glorious.
啊，所以我常常读到这里的时候啊，我就觉得很奇特啊。神的荣耀是我们能够把它发明出来的吗？
So every time when I read this verse, I'm wondering, can we really make His praise glorious?
我开始的时候不懂。
In the beginning, I didn't understand.
慢慢的我就领会到一点。
Later, I can comprehend a little.
我觉得这里面呢，将他的荣耀发明就是将他的荣耀发扬出来。
Make His praise glorious is to spread His glory.
也就是把他的荣耀，把神的荣耀啊，就彰显出来。
Means to display His glory.
啊，我们知道神是一位非常荣耀的神。
We know that our God is a glorious God.
神喜欢他的儿女们呢，用赞美的言语来将他的荣耀彰显出来。
And God is pleased when His children will make His praise glorious.
那么这篇诗篇里面呢，有三个希腊。
In this psalm, there's three希腊。
第四节，刚才我们是没有读希腊的啊。第四节末了一个希腊。
At the end of verse 4, there's a 希腊 there.
到第七节末了又有一个希腊。
And at the end of verse 7, there's also another 希腊。
到十五节的末了又是一个希腊。
And also in verse 15, there's another Sila.
这个 Sila 是什么意思呢？
What's the meaning of Sila?
就是那个歌谱里面的休止符一样的东西。
It's like a rest in a musical score.
就到这里啊，就停一停。
Meaning when you read there, you should stop.
稍微停顿一下。
Just take a pause.
所以这个三个 Sila 呢，就把这篇诗篇呢，分成四个段落。
So these three sealers here and break this psalm into four parts.
那么今天我们就和弟兄姊妹啊，一同来从这篇诗篇里面，从四个段落里面，我们来看到神要我们怎样来把他的荣耀发明出来。
So from these four parts, we'll see how the Lord wants us to make His praise glorious.
这第一段是讲到神呼召他的子民用欢呼赞美。
So in the first part, the Lord is calling His people to shout and sing.
所以他说全地都当向神欢呼。
Therefore He said, shout with joy to God, all the earth.
要歌颂他名的荣耀。
Sing the glory of His name.
用赞美的言语将他的荣耀发明。
Make His praise glorious.
我们都知道神是何等荣耀的一位神。
We know our God is truly a most glorious God.
圣经中常常用日头来象征神的荣耀。
In the Bible, it always used the sun to symbolize God.
像诗篇84篇里面就有一句话呀，耶和华神是日头。
In Psalm 84, it said God is like the sun.
你看今天早晨呢，这个阳光就很好。
Look at this morning, it's bright sunshine outside.
你知道这个日头一出来啊，就把所有的黑暗就全都消除了。
As the sun appears, all the darkness will flee away.
并且带给我们温暖。
It also brings us warmth.
所以你看，这几天天气比较寒冷。
This few days a little cold.
但是个太阳一出来。
But as the sun come out.
日头一照耀啊。
As the sun shines,
就把这个温暖带给我们。
It brought warmth to us.
啊，叫我们心里面呢、啊、就感觉到非常的舒服。
We feel very comfortable with it.
啊，所以它一出现呢，那个日头的荣光就照耀在大地。
So as the sun came out, it shines through the whole earth.
它能够叫万物生长。
It make everything grow.
啊，我们的神啊。就要比这个太阳更荣耀。
But our Lord is more glorious than the sun.
神造的太阳尚且是这样光辉历历，带给我们温暖，带给我们喜乐。
So if the sun that He created would bring us such joy and warmth.
那么这造太阳的神呢，他是正比太阳、月亮统统都要更加荣耀的。
So the creator of the sun would be much more glorious than these.
我们所需要的一切。
All we need,
一切的生命能力
all the life and power,
恩典慈爱
grace and love,
智慧良善
wisdom and goodness,
统统都是从神而来的
all these are from him,
所以他是我们人生的资源
so he is our resources,
可惜啊今天世界上的人都不大知道神对我们的重要
but yet many people do not know the importance of God to us,
所以神啊就祝福我们这些神的儿女们啊，要把这个神的荣耀在这个世界中发明出来。
Therefore, he commissioned his children to make his praise glorious.
所以今天这个责任，神就把它交给教会。
So this responsibility he had given to the church.
交给我们这些属于神的人。
He given to us those who belong to him.
我们在神面前有一个责任呢、啊，要把神的荣耀发扬出来。
So we have the responsibility to spread His glory.
要把神的荣耀显在这个宇宙中间，显在众人的跟前。
And to display His glory before the world.
你想想，我们怎样能够把他的荣耀发明出来呢
？So how can we make His praise glorious?
在圣经里面说，用赞美的言语来把神的荣耀发明出来。
It is to sing the glory of His name.
诗篇二十二篇里面呢，有一句圣经说
，In Psalm chapter 22 it says,
耶和华神啊，是用以色列的赞美为宝座的。
He said, "Yet you are holy and thrown on the praises of Israel."
这句圣经很多基督徒所熟悉，很宝贝。
And this verse is very familiar and treated as precious.
神的宝座啊，是怎么建立起来的？
How did God establish His praise throne?
神的宝座就是用神的百姓的赞美把它建立起来的。
His throne is established on the praises of His people.
那就是哪里有神的儿女们的赞美？
Wherever there is praises of His people,
哪里你就能看见神的宝座是在哪里了
Then you can see His throne.
哪里有神的儿女们的歌颂敬拜
If there is worship and singing,
哪里我们就看见神的同在
Then you will see the presence of the Lord.
所以比方我们每一次我们来到聚会中来擘饼纪念他的时候
As we come every time before His table,
我们神的儿女们啊，一个一个都赞美
So when these children praying, praising him one by one,
这个赞美歌颂啊，此起彼落，从这里才一个一个开始，一个。
So when every one of us are praising him,
这个在赞美神的大爱。
This person praises his great love.
那个也赞美神的慈爱。
And the other one also sing his loving kindness.
这个赞美主的荣美。
This person sing his beauty.
那个也赞美主的良善。
The other one will sing of his goodness.
是当我们弟兄姊妹一个一个赞美，一个一个敬拜的时候。
So as each one will praise and worship.
你就会感受到神在我们中间。
Then you can feel his presence among us.
你就会感受到神的荣耀。在这里彰显出来了。
You can see how His glory is manifested among us.
你在这里感觉到神的宝座就在神儿女们的中间。
And you can see His throne is being established here.
好，所以这样一来呢，我们就把神的荣耀啊，在这里发明出来了。
This is how we sing His praise gloriously.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个啦，就是今天神托付给他儿女们的责任。
So this is the commission God had given to his people.
所以我们要记得圣经上所讲的话啊。
So remember what the Bible says.
要用歌颂来他名的荣耀。
So sing the glory of his name.
要用赞美的言语来把他的荣耀发明。
And make his praise glorious.
好，那么第二段呢，他是要我们来看神的作为。
The second part is that God wants us to see what he had done for us.
也是来看神的权能。
Or to see his power.
你看，你们来看神所行的，他向世人所做的之事是何等可畏。
Verse 5, come and see what God has done, how awesome his works in man's behalf.
他将海变成干地，众民都步行过河，我们在那里因他欢喜。
Here it says he turns the sea into dry land, they pass through the waters on foot, come, let us rejoice in him.
我们知道这节圣经呢，就是由以色列人过红海，出埃及之后过红海做了背景。
This is this verse of the background is how the Israelites, they left Egypt and they walked through the sea into dry land.
我们都知道当以色列人出埃及之后，
After the Israelites left Egypt,
他们面向神所应许的美地而去。
They walked toward the land of the promise.
但是法老王呢，带着追兵来追赶他们。
But yet, Pharaoh was leading the soldiers to chase after them.
那以色列就走到红海边。
So as they reached the Red Sea,
那这下那真是到了绝境了。
And they have come to the end.
因为前面有红海。
Because before them is the Red Sea.
后面有追兵。
And behind them, they are
chasing after them. 那不是到了死地了，这必死无疑了。
Isn't it they come to the death?
那正当他们向神呼求的时候，
as they are crying to the Lord,
神的全能的膀臂就彰显出来。
God showed his great power.
神把红河分为干地。
God separated the Red Sea into dry land.
以色列人啊，他们就从干地渡过红海。
And they passed through the waters.
啊，那埃及的军兵要追赶下来的时候呢，这红海的这水就伏流了。
So as the armies of the Egyptians passed through the sea, the water just came back over them.
就把埃及的军兵统统的淹死在那里。
And they were all drowned there.
所以以色列欢欢喜喜的在那赞美神。
So they rejoice before the Lord and praise him.
就把神的荣耀彰显出来了。
And they magnify his glory.
所以这是以色列人呢，就把神的荣耀就发扬出来。
So the Israelites were spreading his glory.
啊，这一件事情这是一个开始。
This is just the beginning.
我们知道在历史中神是一直做这样全能的事情。
In history, we know that God always show his power doing wonderful
works. 历史上神一直一直用他全能的膀臂行了许多奇妙的事。
And God has used his arm of power always do miracles.
如果我们再来看以色列国的历史，
When we look at the history of Israel,
我们知道后来以色列国啊，因为他们违背了神，后来就被巴比伦王尼布加尼撒把以色列国就毁灭掉了。
Later on, because of the rebellion of the Israelites, God used the Babylonian to capture them.
啊，巴比伦王尼布加尼撒把所有的犹太人就掳到巴比伦去。
Nebuchadnezzar had taken all the Israelites into captives.
是以色列王国两千多年。
The nation had perished more than 2,000 years.
一般来说，一个国家或者一个民族，只要亡国500年以后，
We know that if a nation has been perished for more than 500 years,
就很难再复国的。
It's very difficult to reestablish the nation again.
并且这个民族早就被别的民族所同化，不再存在在世界上。
And the nations will be taken over by other nations. They will not exist anymore.
但是以色列人就是很奇妙了。
But Israelites are very different.
他们正是被证明是神的选民。
And it proved that they are truly the chosen people of God.
他们亡国了两千多年之后，
After that nation perished more than 2,000 years,
神就照着他所应许的了，又把以色列人从世界各地各国带回到巴勒斯坦那个地方。
And according to his promise, he had gathered all these people from four corners of the earth and brought them back to the land of Palestine.
所以在1948年5月14号的时候啊， 以色列人又在巴勒斯坦那个地方重新建立起以色列国度来了。
So in May 14, 1948, the nation of Israel reestablished itself.
所以这件事情，你看见以色列国又把神的荣耀就彰显出来了。
So you can see how the Israelites again display His glory.
在我们这许多神的儿女们的身上也是这样。
And in our lives as His children, it's the same way.
在我们的生命之中。
In our life.
在我们的生活的里边
In our daily living,
神也常常行这样奇妙的作为
God always displays His glory like that.
我曾经和弟兄姊妹讲过我自己的一生
I have told you about my life.
当我年轻的时候我的身体很衰弱
When I was young, I was really weak in health.
因为我们生长在抗战时代
Because at that time was a war time.
物质非常的缺乏
We lack a lot of material resources.
所以身体啊就营养不良
So I was malnourished.
所以就被疾病所侵袭
I'm sick all the time.
面黄我那个时候面黄肌瘦骨瘦如柴
I was very skinny. My face is very yellow.
我在那个中学里面读书的时候啊那个体育老师上课啊要我丢那个铅球丢那个踢饼
So when I was in a gym, the teacher wanted me to throw a ball.
我就没有力气啊这个丢铅球丢踢饼都丢得很近很近
And I throw the ball very, very close and not able to throw it far.
所以那个体育老师啊，把我的手臂拿去看，他你这个手臂是不是番薯做的
？And he said, "Is your arm made of sweet potato?"
我也觉得很羞愧，我就是这么一个很弱很弱的人。
I feel so ashamed and realize that I'm a very weak in health.
所以啊，我从小就担心了，我可能活不到二十岁。
So when I was young, I always worried I cannot live until I was 20.
我担心不到二十岁我就会死掉。
I probably die before age 20.
但是很奇妙啊，我天天活在这个阴暗一面。
Every day I live in darkness.
但当然有一天我信了主耶稣之后啊。
But one day after I believe in the Lord Jesus.
很奇妙的一件事情。
Amazingly.
就当主的生命进到我里面之后啊。
As His life entered into me.
我的健康情况就一天比一天好，一天比一天好。
My health become better and better.
所以主在我身上就做了一件奇妙的事。
So the Lord had done something amazing in my life.
他就把我从死亡的边缘中拯救回来。
He delivered me from the edge of death.
所以我二十岁还没死。
So I didn't die when I was 20.
过了三十岁、四十岁、五十岁都没有死。
I did not die when I was 30, 40, 50 years old.
一直现在到了八十岁了。
Even now, I'm 80 years old.
人家看看呢、啊。我的那些年轻的时候那些同学那些朋友就早就死掉了
and all the friends and students they all died
这个王某人、啊、他从前我们看起来是活不长久的怎么他现在活得好好的
and this Mr. Wang at that time we thought he cannot live long but now he's really doing well
所以我想象神在我身上所显出这些奇妙的作为
so I see the wonderful works of God in me
我真是不能不赞美他
How can I refrain from praising him?
是他把我从红海边拯救回来。
He delivered me from the edge of Red Sea.
是他把我从死亡的权势之下释放出来。
He set me free from the power of death.
所以今天我们弟兄姊妹，我们都个人都有一些经历。
Every one of us has some kind of experience.
神常常把我们带到一个绝境。
God always brought us to the stage of hopelessness.
正当我们走投无路的时候
，as the time we were no way to turn,
神全能的膀臂彰显出来
，He showed off His arms of power.
结果我们经历了神的恩典
，so we experienced His grace.
就我们这帮人呢，就把神的荣耀就发扬出来。
So how this is how we should sing His praise gloriously.
这就是神要我们所做的事情。
This is what the Lord wants us to do.
第三段圣经。
The third part
是这篇诗篇里面最重要最宝贵的一部分
It is the most important and most precious in this psalm
这段圣经讲到神的熬炼
It's talking about how God refined us
因为神的熬炼使我们达到丰富之地
God's refinement leads us to the place of abundance
这段圣经正是可以说全诗的精华
This is the essence of this psalm
它是讲到神怎样在我们的身上来制作我们。
This is how the Lord mold us and make us.
所以这段圣经里面呢，有好多宝贵的金句。
So in this psalm, this section, there's beautiful and wonderful verses here.
所以弟兄姊妹，当你读圣经的时候啊，要特别宝贵那些金句。
So you must treasure those golden verses.
你读到那些宝贵的金句的时候啊，要慢慢的细嚼。
So when you read those golden verses, you should chew it carefully.
你好好的咀嚼，好好的思想。
Chew it carefully and meditate on them carefully.
你就能从其中啊，就得到很多很多的营养。
You will gain a lot of nourishment from them.
比方说啊，这里第十节。
For example, verse 10.
第十节怎么说？神啊，你曾思念我们，熬炼我们，如熬炼银子一样。
For you, O God, tested us; you refined us like silver.
这里讲到神熬炼。
This is God's refinement on us.
就好像他熬炼金子银子一样。
Just like a man is refining silver and gold.
我们知道一块金子一块银子刚刚从矿山里面开采出来的时候。
A piece of gold or silver as they were first come out from the mine.
它是带着很多的泥土杂质的。
There's a lot of impurities and mud in it.
它是有金子与银子的成分。
There is a part of gold and silver in it.
但是刚刚从矿山里面开采出来的时候啊，你几乎看不见金子银子。
So as you take them out from the mine, you can hardly see the gold and silver.
所以你这时候看见的就一块泥土。
What you can see is only a glob of mud.
所以啊，他们这个矿工呢，就要把这块矿土啊，先把这泥土统统的洗干净、洗掉、冲洗掉。
So the miner have to wash out all the mud first.
等泥土冲洗了之后呢，那个留下来的那些的金属呢，含有很多的杂质。
But yet whatever is left is full of impurities.
也可能有铜啊、铁啊、锡啊或者其他的那些东西的杂质。
There might be other metals like the copper and the zinc.
所以这个杂质呢，需要放到火炉中去，要经过烈火的熬炼。
So this piece of impurities had to be go through very a fiery furnace.
又是圣经里面说啊，好像银子要在炉中炼过七次了。
As the Bible said, the silver had to be refined seven times.
那就经过不断的熬炼。
Meaning over and over again.
但经过不断的熬炼之后啊，那些杂质慢慢慢慢一样一样的被炼尽。
So after refinement, all the impurities will be taken away one by one.
那留下来的变成成金。变成完全的银，纯粹的银子。
So whatever left will be pure gold or pure silver.
弟兄姊妹，你知不知道，我们就像一块金矿。
You know, we are just like that piece of a silver ore.
我们每一个信主得救的基督徒啊，我们都是一块金矿。
So all of those believe and are saved, they are just like a piece of silver ore.
我们里面有金子的成分。
We have the a gold ore. We have gold in us.
就是当我们信主那一刻呀，神的圣灵把神的生命就放在我们的里边。
As we believe, God has put His Spirit in us.
就在那一天，我们听福音。
The day when we listen to the gospel,
我里面受了感动。
Our hearts were touched.
我觉得这位主耶稣真是太荣耀。
We felt this God is so glorious.
这位主耶稣是太美丽。
This God is so beautiful.
这位主耶稣就是我日夜所梦想要的那一位最完美的一位。
And this is the person most perfect that I've been seeking for a
long time. 我需要的爱在他的里面。
The love I need is in him.
我需要的能力在他的里面。
The power I need is in him.
我需要的荣耀在他的里面。
The glory I seek is in him.
有了这位主了，那对我太好了。
When I have this Lord, it's wonderful to me.
我就打开我的心。
So I open my heart.
主耶稣啊，你太好了。
Lord Jesus, you're so wonderful. I want you.
我从前不认识你。
Before I do not know you.
我现在认识你了。
Now that I know you.
我要你了。
I want you.
我这一生跟定你了。
I'm going to follow you my life.
当你这样把你的心门向神打开。
As you open your heart toward God.
让主耶稣进到你里面之后啊。
And let Jesus come into your heart.
随着你的接受。圣灵就把神的生命就放在你的里头。
Because as you receive the Holy, God will put the Holy Spirit in you.
所以呢，神的生命进到我们里面之后啊，我们这个人就不简单了，我们成为一块金矿。
So as we have this Holy Spirit, we became a gold ore.
但是刚刚开始的时候啊，我们这个金矿这个金子的成分呢还是很少。
But yet in the beginning, the content of gold is very little.
我们很多很多的还是我们泥土的东西。
Most of them is ourselves, the mud part.
那就是我们这个肉体，我们这个天然生命，我们那许多的情形。
It's our old self, our natural man.
在我们上有很多的悲情、下品。
a lot of bad impurities in us.
所以难怪有人说，你这个信耶稣之后啊，哎，几乎我都看不见你什么地方有我和我们有什么不一样。
So it's understandable some people would comment that you are Christian, but I don't see much difference.
因为我们这个人呢、啊，还没有被主炼净。
Because we had not been refined by God.
是信主是信主啦。
Yes, we believe.
是有永生在你里头。
We have eternal life in us.
但是你自己的肉体更大。
But yet our flesh is even bigger.
你所是东西更多。
Your own self is so much in you.
所以这些需要被炼净。
All these need to be refined.
经过水的冲洗。
After the water had washed them away.
还要经过火的熬炼。
Refined by fire.
这就是神把我们摆在一个火炉之中。
This is why the Lord allowed us to be in the fiery furnace.
神借着这些火炉一样的难处啊，熬炼我们这个人。
Through the difficulty as the fiery furnace, the Lord's going to refine us.
目的就是把这许多泥土和杂质炼尽。
The purpose is to refine and take away all the impurities and the mud.
然后呢，把这个金子、银子的成分呢就显露出来了。
And to expose the content of the gold in us.
这个就成彰显神的荣耀。
This is how we display His glory.
在彼得前书里面有这么一节圣经了。
Therefore, in First Peter, it says like this.
叫你们的信心经过试验。
That your faith after being refined and tested.
那个被火试验，仍然能坏的金子啊，更加宝贵。
So be more precious than the gold being refined.
所以为什么基督徒信主之后常常碰见许多的难处呢？
This is the reason why many Christians after they believe they experience so many trials.
甚至有的弟兄姊妹说，我没有信主之前还没有这么多难处的。
Even they said before I'm Christian I didn't have so much difficulties in life.
我信主了之后，特别是我爱主了之后，那难处就一大堆。
And after I believe I have more difficulty especially if I love the Lord.
许多不如意的事情都发生。
Many unfortunate things will happen.
哎，我怎么这么倒霉啊。
How come I'm so unlucky?
我信徒之后怎么还这么多的这么多的痛苦的事情？
I have so many sufferings after I become a Christian.
那个神好像也不拯救我，不帮助我。
And the Lord as if He's not delivering me, and not helping me at all.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想想看，为什么我们碰见这些的难处？
So think about why we encounter so many difficulties.
就是为着要把我们摆在火炉当中，让我们经过火的试炼，使我们变为纯净。
So that we can be inside the fiery furnace, so that we can be pure after refinement.
你看有一天啊，那个但以理的三个朋友就被丢在火窑里边。
Remember the Daniel's three friends? They were thrown in the fiery furnace.
我想好多弟兄姊妹都知道但以理的故事。
Many of you know the story of Daniel.
他的三个朋友非常的爱主。
His three friends loved the Lord so much.
他们在神面前很敬虔。
They are very godly before God.
所以他们是啊。就不拜地上的偶像。
They would not worship the idols on earth.
今天世上的人呢，都有很多的偶像拜。
There are so many idols that people will worship.
但我相信今天我们在座很少人去拜那些泥土塑起来的、木头雕起来，那个大概不会去拜。
And many of, I don't think a lot of us will worship those idols that make of earth and mud.
那我们拜的偶像是什么呢？
So what kind of idols do we worship?
我们拜的偶像，我们就是那些马门。
So the idols of worship is the mammon.
我们看看谁最有钱。
Who is most wealthy?
哎呀，我一想到 Bill Gates 那么有钱啊。
So when I think about Bill Gates is so rich.
哎呀，我真盼望能够做 Bill Gates 第二。
How I wish to be Bill Gates number two.
啊，我想想这个体育明星姚明啊，或者 Michael Jordan 啊，那么的荣耀。
So I thought about Yao Ming or Michael Jordan. So
多少人都崇拜他。
So many people will worship them.
哎呀，我也真是盼望，我也能够得到这样的崇拜。
How I wish that I have this kind of worship also.
这个就是我们人在世上啊，有很多的偶像。
This is how we have so many idols on earth.
有的人崇拜这个。
Some will worship this.
有的人崇拜那个。
Some other will worship the other.
但以理上一个朋友啊，他绝不拜世上的偶像。
But yet Daniel's three friends never would not ever worship idols.
就算那个偶像是金子打成的。
Even the idols are made of gold.
因为巴比伦王打起来的偶像呢是纯金的。
Because the idols that Nebuchadnezzar had made is pure gold.
从头到脚底都是一个金像。
From the head to the toe is an idol of gold.
哦，那个荣耀无比啊。
It is so glorious.
那是人人都崇拜的。
Everyone will worship.
还有许多的乐器奏起乐来。
And there's so many musical instruments making music.
那些音乐一奏起来呀、啊。
As the music sounds,
叫你整个心都疯狂了。
Your heart is so stirred.
大家都去崇拜，大家都去崇拜。
So everyone will go and worship it.
唯独但愿就是三个朋友。
Only
绝不拜王所拜那王所立的这个金像。
But only Daniel's three friends, they would never worship the idols that King Nebuchadnezzar established.
别人认为是最荣耀的。
Some people would think this is the most glorious.
最荣耀我也不崇拜。
Even though it's most glorious, I would not worship.
你看我们昨天呢，在台湾的选举。
So yesterday they have the election in Taiwan.
马英九又连任了。
Mr. Ma also will continue his presidency.
所以我们很多人呢，都是对于这样的哦，这个好像是出类拔萃的优秀的人呢，我们也都很崇拜。
So a lot of people worship people like that.
世上有很多人都叫我们崇拜。
There are many people on the earth worship worthy of our worship.
但是啊，这个你。这个但愿的三个朋友他就是不人家都崇拜的我不崇拜
But yet Daniel's three friends they said even other people worship I would not worship
为什么
Why?
因为我单单崇拜我的神
Because I would only worship my God
我的心单单爱我的主耶稣
My heart would only love the Lord Jesus
有人爱金银有人爱名利
Some people would like gold Some people would like
有人爱世上的享乐
Some people like the enjoyment of the world.
但是我的心单单爱主。
But my heart would only love the Lord.
但是啊，你要有这样一个心智的话呀，你要受苦了。
But if you have this desire, you will suffer.
所以这个巴比伦王说，你既然不拜，好把你丢在火窑里边。
So, King Nebuchadnezzar said, if you do not worship, now you're going to be in a fiery furnace.
所以如果我们不崇拜地上的偶像的话呀，你一定会受到熬炼。
Therefore, if you will not worship the idols on earth, you will be refined.
那么但愿的三个朋友就把巴比伦王丢在那火窑里边去了。
So they were being thrown into the fiery furnace.
那这是我们基督徒啊，因为弃绝地上的偶像，我们也常常落在像被火煎熬的那样一个痛苦的环境之中。
So as we forsake all the idols on earth, we will be put into the fiery furnace, all the sufferings.
那许多时我们真是受不了了。
Many times we cannot stand it.
这个怎么办？这个
What are we going to do?
这个火焰真是太猛烈了。
And this fire is so fair, so ferocious.
这些熬炼真是叫我受不了了。
The fire, I cannot stand it anymore.
因此，我们有的基督徒呢，那干脆我就退后了，算了，我不要那么爱主好了。
Some Christians would just retreat and say, "You know what? I just
好吧，我就拜一拜吧。
Now maybe I would just worship a little.
我就屈服一下吧。
I will just bow down.
到底我们活在世界上啊、哦，这些名利地位还是免不了的。
We cannot avoid all this fame while we are living on earth.
所以我们就软弱下来了。
So we become weak.
但是你看看但愿的三个朋友。
But look at the Daniel's three friends.
在火窑当中啊，神的儿子与他们同行。
In fire, the Son of God was there with them.
所以他们在火窑当中啊，与主耶稣和他们一同在一起。
In the furnace, the Son of God Jesus was with them.
好、哦，所以那个尼布加尼撒王一看，他说：“这个你们三个朋友啊。”你们在火窑里面怎么样啊？是不是很痛苦啊
？So while they are in the furnace, King Nebuchadnezzar said, "How are you guys doing? Are you suffering?"
结果他们看见他们在火窑里边呢，游行自如，好像是鱼在水中游一样。
So when you look at them, they're just walking back to and fro as the fish in the water.
一点都不受到伤害。
They were not harmed at all.
因为神的儿子与他们同在一起。
Because the Son of God is with them.
所以当他们嘛，你不讲，你是赶快把他们从火窑里面领出来的时候啊，他们头发都没有烧焦，皮肤没有烧伤。
So as they are being let out from the furnace, their hair and their skin was not singed at all.
连身上的衣服啊。都没有一点火燎的气味。
Even the clothing did not smell any of the fire.
弟兄姊妹，这个不简单。
This is not simple.
这就是他们得胜。
This is how they.
这就是他们的信心经过试炼。
This is how their faith goes through the fire.
就比金子更加宝贵。
More precious than the gold.
神的荣耀就从他们身上就彰显出来。
This is how God's glory manifests through them.
下面还有一节圣经第十一节。
Another verse, verse 11.
他说：“你使我们进入网楼。
You brought us into prison or snare.
把重担放在我们身上。
And laid burdens on our backs.
有的时候啊，我们真像一只雀鸟，被捕鸟人的网楼所网住了。”
Many times we are like a bird being captured in the trap.
你知道这个世界上啊有好多的试炼。
There are many, many trials on earth.
有好多诱惑我们的东西。
There are many things that entice us away.
就像那个网张在那里。
Just like the net in front of us.
它随时可能就把你网住，叫你逃不脱。
And any time you will be trapped, we cannot escape.
所以很多时候我们一不小心就落到这个网络里面去了。
So if we are not careful, we will fall into the trap.
你知道我们在世界上要做事情真是很不容易的。
It's not easy while we are living on earth.
因为要在这个美国生存更不简单。
It's not easy to survive in United States.
太多的网络张开着等我们就投进去。
There's so many traps laid before us for us to fall into it.
你比方说那个约瑟啊。
Just like Joseph.
那个约瑟被他哥哥们出卖到了埃及之后。
When he was being sold to Egypt,
那么他就在一个副外长家里做奴仆。
He was a slave in the official house.
他做奴仆还蛮忠心的，服侍得很好。
He was very faithful serving them.
但是有一张网络等待着他。
But there was a trap before him.
因为约瑟啊，长得年轻，长得俊美。
Because Joseph was young and handsome.
所以他的主人的妻子啊，看中他了。
So it attracted by the master's wife.
所以这个主人的妻子来诱惑他。
So she tempted him.
要叫约瑟跟他一同犯罪。
So that they can sin together.
那么这个事情呢，就一张网络。
So this is like a nest.
约瑟所遭遇到的事情，今天我们在世界上都会遭遇到。
Whatever Joseph encountered, we will encounter today also.
倒不一定是男女之间的东西。
It might not be between a man and woman.
也可能是其他的试炼。
It could be other trials.
那个试炼呢，可能名利地位通通都在其中。
It could be status, could be fame, anything.
像一张网络一样，等待着你钻进去。
Just like a trap before you, ready for you to fall into it.
你一钻进去之后啊，你就逃不出来。
So after you fall into it, you cannot get away from it.
因为我认识一个弟兄。
I know of a brother.
他是一个很爱主的弟兄。
A brother who really loves God.
他有一天呢，这就是回到他的故乡去。
One day he went back to his own village.
看见他年轻时的那些同学同伴呢。
He saw his friends and there.
个个都是不是做了经理了，就做了厂长了。
And all of them had a high status, either they're a manager or a master, or a manager of a factory.
结果他的心中就受到试探了。
So his heart is being tempted.
他说我在北美啊，你看我从前比这些同伴都要优秀的。
Before I've been better than all my friends.
他的确是个很优秀的人。
He is truly a very, very person of
excellence. 那些同伴、那些同学，个个都不如他的。
And all his friends are not as good as he is.
但是呢，你看我现在。我一回到故乡，我的同伴、我的同学，个个都是相当于成就了。
And now when I went back home, I see how they are doing better than me.
我来到北美这边，反而是好像还一事无成。
And I'm in America as if I've done nothing.
我信了主，主也好像没有使我像其他的同伴那么发达。
I believe in the Lord, but the Lord had not made me like prosperous like them.
所以他说，我现在要赶上他们。
And now I got to catch up with them.
我要去开一个 supermarket.
I'm going to open a supermarket.
结果呢，他就给我交通之后啊，他我要把现在的工作辞掉，要去开一个 supermarket.
So he fellowshiped with me and said that I want to quit my job and open a supermarket.
这一下来啊，他就投进了那个捕鸟人给他设立的网络了。
This is how he fell into the trap.
我不讲他的下面的故事。
I'm not continuing with his story.
后来他的故事是很悲哀的一件事。
It is with a sad ending.
所以呢，我们常常会碰见这样捕鸟人的网络。
Many times we encounter all these traps.
你使我们进入网络啊，把重担放在我们身上。
You brought us into all these traps and lay burdens on our back.
但约瑟就得胜了。
But yet Joseph had victory over them.
约瑟当这个试探摆在跟前的时候。
When the temptation is before him.
约瑟因为爱主。
Because Joseph loved the Lord. He feared God.
他绝不跟从。
He would not follow at all.
所以当他这样来投靠神的时候，
As he learned to trust him,
耶和华神与他同在。
The Lord is with him.
结果神啊，是这个网络就破裂了。
And the Lord just break this trap.
正当在监牢里面，因为约瑟不跟从主人的妻子，不受他的诱惑。
Because he resists the temptation from the master's wife.
那么这个主人的妻子呢，在他主人跟前诬告他一场。
So the master's wife wrongly accused Joseph before the master.
约瑟就被关在监牢里面。
So Joseph was put into prison.
你觉得约瑟很倒霉吧？
You thought that Joseph is very unlucky.
但约瑟就在监牢里面服侍那些犯人。
But yet Joseph was there serving the prisoners.
解决这些犯人的问题。
And solve their problems.
结果等到有一个犯人正在监牢里面出去的时候。
So when one of the prisoners left the prison.
就在埃及的法老王面前呢，来替他做见证。
And witnessed before Pharaoh for Joseph.
所以这个约瑟呢，他就从监牢里面呢，被法老王就提出来了。
So.Joseph was taken out from the prison by Pharaoh.
这个网络就破裂了。
And this is how the trap was broken.
啊，又说这个飞鸟就飞出来了。
The bird fly away.
神就把它摆在埃及宰相的位置上。
God had put him on the position of the ruler of Egypt.
他不但给法老王掌了权柄。
Not only he ruled for Pharaoh.
并且普天下粮食都集中在约瑟这里。
And all the food at that time was being gathered.
是等到弟兄们在迦南遭遇到饥荒的时候。
So as his brother encountered famine in the land of Canaan.
他们到约瑟这里得粮食。
They went to Joseph to get food.
约瑟就把丰盛的粮食、生命的供应给这帮在饥荒中的弟兄们。
So Joseph provide all the wonderful abundance.To his brothers.
感谢赞美主啊，这就神的荣耀就彰显出来了。
This is how God's glory being displayed.
哎呀，我们真是不明白为什么神把我这些重担，把这网络摆在我的四围。
So we don't understand why God will put the trap and spread it before us.
原来神熬炼我们呢，要叫我们在经历神的全能。
Because He wants to refine us that we can experience His power.
在这里，我们来把神的荣耀发明出来。
That we might manifest His glory.
我们再看下面一节圣经啊
The next verse
第十二节
Verse
12他说你是人坐车压我们的头我们经过水火你却使我们到丰富之地
You let men ride over our heads We went through fire and water But you brought us to a place of abundance
哎呀我读到这节圣经的时候感觉好像很可怕的一幅图画摆在我跟前
This is like a veryA fearful picture before us.
你想有一个人坐车来压你的头啊
？It's a man riding a carriage over our head.
好像我们以前六四事件的时候，那个坦克车就开过来了，从你身上压过去啊。
Just like an incident in June 4th, as a tank just coming toward you.
你想这个多恐怖，多可怕呀
！What a terrible picture it is.
有的时候我们人生的遭遇到呀，就常常会有这样的事情。
This is what we encounter in life many times.
我们的确是在我们一生当中碰见许多的压力。
We encounter so much pressures in life.
碰见很多的重担。
A lot of burdens.
当你落在这个那么重、那么大的压力之下的时候，就好像有人开车子来把从你头上要压过去一样。
When you are under such extreme stress, it is as if man is riding over our heads.
哎呀，你真是受不了了。
Can't bear it anymore.
你心里在叫，哎呀，我真受不了，怎么办？怎么办
？What am I going to do? I can't take it anymore.
怎么会这样？怎么会这样
？How come it be like this?
为什么我信主信到一个地步，竟然碰见这么大的艰难，这么大的痛苦，就我没有命了
？So how can I, as a believer, encounter such stress and such a big problems? I can't take it. I'm going to die.
那这节圣经的下面给我们一个很好的回答呀。
But yet the verse following gives us a good answer.
他说我们经过水火你却使我们来到丰富之地。
We went through fire and water, but you brought us to a place of abundance.
刚才我们唱的一首诗歌386首那首诗歌。
The song we just sang, 386.
你若不要橄榄成渣它就不能够变成油的那首诗歌。
If the olives have not been pressed, it will not have oil that flow from it.
这首诗歌是尼弟兄写尼德森弟兄写他一生的经历的一首诗歌。
This is a hymn written by Brother Watchmani describing his encounters in life.
尼德森弟兄啊，是主所上一个世纪啊，是神所最重用的一个神的仆人。
It is one of the servants of God that mostly used by God.
但是他所受的苦难之多啊，也是许多神的儿女都赶不上。
But the many sufferings that he endured surpass those other brothers and sisters.
我们这样我们回过头去看一看尼弟兄的一生啊。
When we look back into his life,
他真是苦难太多了。
He suffered so much sufferings.
啊，不要说以后他殉道的那些事情。
No need that he had has been as a martyr for God.
就在当他还在上海好好服侍主的时候。
As he was serving the Lord,
他有很多很多的苦难。
He suffered a great deal.
那么其中有一件事情呢？
One incident.
他就是开生化药厂。
He opened a biochemistry factory.
当时尼弟兄开生化药厂啊，他就是为了解决弟兄姊妹生活上的一些难处。
He opened this company because he wanted to help other people's livelihood.
因为那一个时代啊，是一个相当生活相当不容易、很艰难的一个时代。
Because at that time, livelihood was very difficult.
尤其是在中国国内那个时候啊，传道侍奉主的人。
Especially those are preachers.
啊，他们都相当的都是缺乏贫穷。
They are in great lack of needs.
有许多人因为和尼弟兄同样走一条生命的道路。
Because many are taking the same path as Brother Ni.
那尼弟兄呢，把他们这些同工们呢，就是分到各地去负责一些责任。
So he would tell them to go to different places to take their responsibility.
但是因为那个时代就是很艰难，那当然教会里面的奉献的收入也少。
Because at that time was a very difficult time, and the offering were not enough in the church.
所以的确确有一些侍奉主的传道人呢是饿死的。
So really, there are people who die of hunger at that time.
所以尼弟兄看见这些同工一个一个又饿死啊。他心里面觉得很痛苦。
So as he saw so many of his co-workers die from hunger, he suffered a great deal.
所以他为着解决这些同工们的生活的问题
，in order to solve the need for their livelihood of their co-workers,
尼弟兄是很聪明的人。
He's a very very intelligent person.
所以他就凭着他的智慧聪明呢，他就办了一个生化药厂。
Through his intelligence and wisdom, he opened a pharmaceutical company.
那这个药厂当然很赚钱了。
And this company earned a lot of money.
他就是在药厂里边所赚到的钱呢，去供应这些他的同工们在各地服侍的需要。
And with the income of this pharmaceutical company, he supplied help the need of those co-workers.
但这件事情呢，引起弟兄姊妹中间许多的反应。
But there are a lot of criticism from brothers and sisters.
所以有人都讲你弟兄啊，为什么你这个传道人不好好的传道，你反而去跟做生意去，做经营这个生化药厂去
？So people will say you as a God servant, why you open a pharmaceutical company and try to earn money?
所以在上海教会里面，弟兄姊妹也是一片怨言。
And there are so many murmurs in the church in Shanghai.
结果到有一天呢，就把尼弟兄啊，就停止他的侍奉。
So eventually they stopped. They would not allow him to serve.
甚至都是你一度呢，就被上海教会所开除，从他服侍的岗位上就下了。
So he's being fired from the church in Shanghai and not able to serve at all.
那么这一件事情呢，也是尼弟兄心中很痛苦的一件事情。
And this is something that he suffered a great deal.
因为一般弟兄姊妹都不大能够领会为什么尼弟兄要去背负这个重担。
Because they do not understand why Brother Ni had to take this burden.
啊，所以当他正是从上海教会的服侍里面退下来的时候，那是相当相当的痛苦的。
So it is a great suffering for him to be removed from the Church of Shanghai.
他真是好像橄榄皮压在渣里面一样。
He was as if the olive being crushed.
像葡萄被拖着酒渣一样。
And also like grapes being under the wine press.
那后来神又做工了，像约瑟一样，神又把尼多神弟兄又提起来。
But later on, God exalted him and used him again.
到最后，他还在上海教会里面，弟兄姊妹又把他重新请尼弟兄回去。
So later on, the Church of Shanghai restored his position in the church.
所以尼弟兄像约瑟一样，又达到了属灵的高峰。
So he's just like Joseph, reached another spiritual climax.
所以他写了这一首“你若不要橄榄成渣”的这首诗歌。
So he wrote the song "If the olives was not being crushed."
就讲到我们在地上虚度的磨练。
We talk about on earth we have many trials.
就是为着熬炼我们，使我们如同金晶。
Is to refine us so we can be like gold.
这些金晶啊，这些金子啊，要将来在新耶路撒冷里边呢，成为建造新耶路撒冷的材料。
And this fine gold will be the materials for the New Jerusalem one day.
所以有一天新耶路撒冷从天降下的时候
，So as the New Jerusalem come down from heaven,
啊，那里边整个街道是金晶的。
The street is made of gold.
这整个城是金晶的。
And the city is made of gold.
那就讲到我们这些 经过主的熬炼，如同金金一样的人呢、啊，就把新耶路撒冷就建造起来。
It just we are the material of the fine gold, for this new Jerusalem.、
我们最要讲到的一点呢，就来讲到在苦难当中，我们怎样来蒙恩，来经历主的秘诀。
Now we're going to talk about in suffering,、how can we? What the secret of experience God?
我们 要看到第十三节。
We're going to read verse 13.
我要用燔祭进你的殿，向你还我的愿。
I will come to your temple with burnt offerings and fulfill my vows to you.
这里讲到啊，我们要把神的荣耀发明出来。
If we want to make his praise glorious,
在苦难当中，我们要学习做一件事情。
In suffering, we have to learn to do one thing.
就是要把自己当作燔祭一样献上给神。
Is to take ourselves as burnt offering and offer to him.
在刚才我们在不平聚会的时候，中院弟兄也带我们唱一首奉献的诗歌。
And as in the breaking of bread, Brother Liang had led us into a song.
想到我们应当把自己献给主耶稣。
How we should offer ourselves to the Lord Jesus.
我们弟兄姊妹祷告的时候，也这样祷告的时候，我要把自己再奉献给主。
And as we pray, I also pray that we offer ourselves to him.
在旧约的时代，以色列百姓到神面前奉献，是奉献公牛啊、山羊啊这些别的东西。
In the Old Testament, when the people comes before God, they will offer all the animals like the ram and the bulls and the goats.
而在新约时代，神要叫我们的奉献，不是奉献牛，不是奉献羊，不是奉献斑鸠、鸽子这些东西。
But yet in the New Testament, God did not require us to offer the lamb and the sheep, or the doves.
神是要我们来把我们的自己来献上给神。
God wants us to offer ourselves to Him.
所以刚才我们福音剧，我们刚才也唱一首诗歌，活着为耶稣。
We sang the song "Living for Jesus."
耶稣，我主，我救主，我将自己给你。
Offer ourselves to Him.
我们来到神面前，是要把自己奉献给主。
So when we come before God, we need to offer ourselves to Him.
要把自己当作一个活祭来献上给神。
As a living sacrifice, offer ourselves to Him.
所以神要的不是我们外面的东西。
So what God wants is not the things that is.
神今天实际上我们所要的是要我们把我们这个人当作一个活祭献在神的跟前。
God wants us, the person, as a living sacrifice offered to him.
什么叫做活祭献给神呢？
What is the burnt offering?
就神啊，我把我自己摆在你的手中。
Is that I offer myself in your hands.
就让你可以照着你的旨意来做工在我的身上。
That you can do a work according to your will in our life.
我们一个人不肯奉献的话呀，神没办法做工在你身上。
If we are not willing to offer ourselves to him, God cannot do any work in us.
因为你有你自己的喜好。
Because you have your own liking.
因为你自己，你有你自己的兴趣。
You have your own interest.
因为你自己想法。
You have your own thinking.
所以啊，你这个人太想坚持自己的意思、自己的想法的话，神就没办法在你身上做工。
If you hold on to what you want to do, God cannot do any work in you.
当你肯把自己献给神。
But yet, when you are willing to offer yourself to God,
神啊，我把自己献给你了。
I want myself totally offered
to you. 你可以随着你的美意做工在我的身上。
And do whatever according to your will in us.
你要怎么雕刻就怎么雕刻。
Whatever way you want to mold us,
你只要要怎么制作就怎么制作。
Do whatever work you want in us.
但愿我都能够在你面前降服于你。
I'm willing to surrender myself before you.
是吧？不要照着我的意思。
Not according to my will,
只要照着你的意思。
But it's thy will.
但愿你的美意成就在我的身上。
May your good will be fulfilled in me.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们肯把自己像燔祭一样献给神的时候，
So as we are willing to offer ourselves as a burnt offering to God,
就不管发生任何的艰难，
No matter what difficulty that happens around us,
遭遇到怎样的困境，
What kind of difficulty we encounter,
神啊，但愿这些都能够成就你的美意。
May all these accomplish your good will.
你若把我摆在一个酒榨里边，
If you want me to be in the wine press,
我愿意像葡萄一样被你压碎。
I'm willing to be grapes that you will crush.
你若把我这个拿达放在炉子里边，
If you want me as spikenard,
我愿意像拿达被炼成香膏。
I want it to be refined so that there'll be fragrance.
我这一生完全献上给你了。
I will offer my whole life before you.
当我们这样把自己献给神的时候，
When we offer ourselves like this to God,
你看见了，神的荣耀就要显在我们的身上。
That you will see His glory will be manifested in us.
我们的背景下品呢，就被神对付了，一点一点被炼掉。
All impurities will be one by one being refined and taken away.
那个神的荣耀，神的美丽呢，一点一点就显在我们身上。
And God's glory and beauty will display in our life.
所以我们就把神的荣耀就发明出来了。
So we can, this is how we manifest His glory.
这样我们就在生命的路程上啊，就向前跨了一大步了。
This is how we leap and bound, grow in this pathway.
最后我们来讲到第四段。
The last part.
第四段是圣灵这里提醒我们，讲到我们祷告的答应的秘诀。
This is how the Spirit is teaching us the secret of having our prayers answered.
就是要我们对付我们的罪孽。
Is to deal with our sins.
这里这一段里面有一节比较最重要的圣经节。
There's one verse that's very important.
就第十八节。
It's verse 18.
我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
这些圣经是我们大家都记住的。
This is a verse that we should all remember.
我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
If I have cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
我们若是要做一个荣耀主的器皿，
If we want to be instrument that glorify God,
要将主的荣耀发明出来，
If we want to live out His glory,
我们就必须要除掉我们身上的罪孽。
We have to take the sin away from us.
我若心里注重罪孽的话呀，主必不听。
Because if we cherish sin in our heart, the Lord would not listen.
为什么有许多基督徒常常问？
Why would some Christian ask?
为什么主不听我的祷告？
How come the Lord would not answer my prayers?
我祷告这个，祷告那个，我祷告了很多事情呢，主都不听。
I pray for many things, but the Lord would not listen.
那我们要问一问啊。
So we have to ask.
我们有没有照着神的心意来除掉我们身上的罪孽？
Do we take away the sin according to His will?
我身上有没有不听神话的地方？
Is there any place where we disobey Him?
我心里是不是还有一些罪是我不肯放弃，是我注重？
Is there any sin that we cherish and will not take it away?
我是不是对神的一些要求，我还不愿意降服下来，不愿意去行的？
Is there any things that God asks of us that we are not willing to surrender?
比方说我们有一样罪，很可能就是我们不肯饶恕人。
Or there's one sin, for example, that we're not willing to forgive others.
或者我们对某一些人怀着怨恨。
Or we have some grudge against another person.
有一个仇恨的心在我们的里头。
If there's a hatred in our hearts.
你们主耶稣怎么说啊？
What did Jesus say?
你若不饶恕你弟兄的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
If you do not forgive your brothers, and the Heavenly Father also will not forgive your sins.
所以你们赦免别人的罪，你们的天父也就可以赦免你们的罪。
If you forgive others, the Heavenly Father will also forgive you.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道为什么主不听你的祷告？
So why would the Lord will not listen to our prayers?
是不是我的心里边呢，还有这些不能够把除去的东西？
So is there anything in us that had not been taken away from our hearts?
或者说神在我里面的一个要求。
A Lord requires something of us.
神在我身上几次对我提说。
Many times the Lord had mentioned to us.
我就是不大肯照着神的意思去做。
Yet I'm not willing to do whatever He asked of me.
这些对这神的事情。
This is how we sin against Him.
不照着神的意思去行的事情。
Not going along with
Him. 没有答应神的要求。
Do not answer to His
requirement. 也会成为我们祷告的答应的拦阻。
It will be an obstacle that our prayer will be answered.
是我们不能够彰显神的荣耀。
This is how we cannot display His glory.
我要讲到一个弟兄的例子。
I want to tell you an example of a brother.
一个很有名的叫 F.B. Meyer 这个弟兄。
Brother F.B. Meyer.
他是一个很伟大的一个属灵伟人。
He is a spiritual giant.
他是正是神所使用的一个神的重要的仆人。
He's a servant that God greatly used.
他很 有信心依靠神。
He has faith to trust in God.
他一生当中经历神无数的恩典。
He experienced so much of God's grace in his life.
那么有一次呢，他到了，也来到一个绝境。
One time, he had came to a point of hopelessness.
因为他家里啊没有食物了。
Because there's no food in his house.
梅尔德森是英国人。
He is an Englishman.
他们英国人最主要的食物就是面粉。
At that time, their main staple is flour.
所以啊，他那一天呢、啊，他家里啊没有面粉了。
So that time, there's no more flour in his house.、
哎、这个主的供应呢也不来。
As if God did not supply his need.
所以想想啊。哎、为什么主为什么会断绝我的缺乏呢
？So he was thinking, how come God stop his supply to me?
是我这个人什么地方有问题吗
？Is there anything in me that's a problem?
他就在主面前寻求。
So he seek after God on this.、
啊、所以他就想起一节圣经。
He remember a verse.
你们给人，神也必有东西给你们。
As you give.The Lord will give it to you.
你们若有给人的，那神也会丰丰富的供应给你。
So as you give to others, God will supply you abundantly.
梅尔弟兄是绝对相信神的话。
Maya believe every word of God.
为什么今天神不供应给我我所需要的食物呢
？How come the Lord will not supply my need?
我哪里出了问题呢
？Is any problems that I have?
因为梅尔弟兄平常也都是啊，神给他预备的东西啊，他常常。把那个多余的就分给弟兄姊妹。
Because he always give extra, to other people as the Lord supply his need.
所以他跟他太太两个人呢，就交通一下之后呢，他定归我们身上有问题。
So after he talked to his wife, he felt that there is something in me that's a problem.
一定是我们身上有违背神的原则的哦，没有照着神的旨意去行的事情。
There must be something that, he's going against God's will.
哎、那我们来看看、啊、我们家里、啊、到底有什么东西是应该拿出去而没有拿出去的呢
？So he just looked around and said, "Is there anything that we should give that we did not do?"
他太太就把家里的东西都看一看了。
So his wife just looked around the house.
啊，这些衣服啊，也仅仅是够穿的，也没有什么多余的。
And look at the clothing. This is just adequate for us.
啊，无论是使用品或者其他东西啊，样样都是，没有多余的了，多余的都已经分出去了。
So there's nothing that is extra. Everything that be given away was given away.
但为什么？哎，那总归是有哪一个地方啊是堵住了这个供应的管子。
There is an obstacle to the supply of his need.
他说：“我们来再来找找看。
”Let's look more carefully. He said.
一找到地下室去。
He went to the basement.
在地下室的角落里边呢，还有一桶牛油。
In the corner, there is a bottle of butter.
嗯，这是以前呢，别人给他，就他忘掉拿出来用了。
It is somebody gave it to him, and he forgot to take it out to use it.
所以他们两个人就啊，问题就在这头牛油上了。
And they felt this is the problem,、嗯、the butter.
这个是你看，我们放了很久都没有用。
We left it there for many, many for a long time.
我们没有把这个神给我们的，我们去分给别人的需要。
We did not give it to others and share with others.
所以他给他两个人了，那我们赶快来把它分掉吧。
So let's go and just share this.、
啊、就把这头牛呀，就切成一块一块，就分给那里面他们那个地区里面穷苦的一些弟兄姊妹。
So he cut up the butter and share with those who are poor.
到那一天，梅尔弟兄带着一块牛油到一个老姊妹家里去。
So as he took a piece of butter and visited an elderly sister.
那个老姊妹啊，她是因为还瘫痪病躺在床上。
And she was paralyzed and lay in bed.
她已经很久不能够行动。
And she cannot walk for a long time.
她家里有面包。
She has bread in her house.
但是就是没有牛油。
But yet, she did not have butter.
所以这个老姊妹在神面前祷告呢，说神啊。
And so she prayed before God and said, Lord,
我已经吃了好多天干面包啊，没有牛油来擦一擦。
I have been eating all this dry bread for many days and no butter.
你好不好给我预备一块牛油啊，让我的面包吃得香甜一点。
May you, can you just prepare some butter for me so that I can just really put to enjoy this bread?
结果梅尔弟兄来了，就送给他一块奶油。
And Brother Mayer came and gave her a piece of
butter. 这个老姊妹就欢喜得不得了。
And this sister was so joyful.
那神啊，你听我的祷告了。
Lord, you have hear my prayer.
你看这个梅尔弟兄啊，是很丰富啊，样样都有。
And this brother Mayor is so have so much abundance. He had everything.
一般弟兄姊妹都以为梅尔弟兄，因为常常把东西给人，以为他家一定很富有的。
And brothers and sisters thought that he is very wealthy because he seems to have everything.
啊，在这个老师面祷告，你看神啊，这个梅尔弟兄是很丰富啊，你样样都给他预备。
And so she prayed. This brother is had everything, you prepared this for him.
你也给他预备牛油啊，让他来分给弟兄姊妹的需要。
And you prepared the butter for him so that he can share with other brothers and sisters.
但是神啊，如果梅尔弟兄也有缺乏的话呢，愿你也供应他所缺乏。
So Lord, if he has any need, will you supply all his need?
结果神听了这个老姊妹的祷告啊。
And the Lord heard her prayer.
当梅尔弟兄回家去之后，
So after Brother Meyer went home,
没有几个小时之后,
after a few hours only,
有人送来给他两大袋的面粉,
and someone gave him two big batches of flour.
老姊妹的需要得到满足了。
The elderly sister's need is satisfied.
梅尔弟兄他们家里的缺乏也得到供应。
And the lack in a Brother Meyer's house is also needed.
所以这就是我们要把我们在神面前那个管道打通。
We have to make the supply line patent.
不要有任何一件事情成为我们和神自己的拦阻。
Do not let any obstacle between God and us.
你看见神的祝福啊，就要丰丰富的倾倒下来。
And God's blessing will pour out on us abundantly.
这样呢，他们都彰显了神的荣耀。
This is how God's glory is being manifested.
所以我们基督徒就这样把神的荣耀发明出来。
So this is how we sing His praise, make His praise glorious.
所以我把这一段圣经交通给弟兄姊妹。
So this is how I like to fellowship and just share with this message.
我愿意和弟兄姊妹我们一同来学习。
So we can learn together.
我们在这个地上。
On earth.
神给我们一个托付。
God commissioned us.
要我们把神的荣耀。彰显出来
that we had to make his praise glorious
把神的荣耀发扬出来
with display and manifest his glory
我就教堂在这里
I'll stop here
我们请梁正元弟兄给汤马斯弟兄来我们祷告
Brother Leon and Brother Thomas to pray